Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right. We just saw something we've never seen before. And it's great. It's good. It's everything I told you would happen. And I promised you this and I forecast this. And I was the only one saying this. If we could have free speech in just one portal, one space, one place, one social media outlet of an international caliber, we could win. We could win. The facts are on our side. That's why. And I said, the other side faces a much more uphill battle. They have to censor and control every single major social media outlet and communications channel, including Telegram even, so people can't message each other the truth. Their job's actually a lot harder than ours. If we could just get one, it would change everything in a way humanity has never seen. So many of you get mad at me. You tell us all the problems all the time, Tara, but you don't tell us what to do. What's the solution? Give it to us. What do we do on, you know, this issue, that issue? Same answer, free speech. Solve the problem every time. If people can have real facts, we can win. And we saw it yesterday. We saw it yesterday, Lee, in a way humanity has never seen it before. I am not kidding. X users and Elon Musk just crushed the swamp with free speech. Didn't cost anybody a dime. Although I would recommend that you sign up for the $8 a month plan on X that I'm on, because it elevates, when you pay that, you get the check mark, and then it elevates your comments over other people who aren't paying and supporting the platform. Just a really good thing to do to support the platform.
Freer speech.
Freer speech, yes. So I'm going to have to do a whole show on this. I just, like, there's so many angles of it, I don't even know where to begin. This was a nightmare that Mike Johnson and the Democrats were preparing to jam down our throats on so many levels. Except something happened that had never happened before. Normally what they do, they dump a 1,500 pager, right? Republican leadership, Kevin McCarthy before him, and now Mike Johnson, let the Democrats write it. I don't know what they get for that, but they let the Democrats write it. They do it behind closed doors. They dump it out, and nobody has time to read it. They jam it down our throats with a vote. They threaten committee memberships of Republicans who don't go along. And then in the weeks after, we realize the horror show that just happened. Our rights get eroded. We lose free speech. I mean, just, and Leah, when you hear what's in this bill, wow. Fox News didn't even hit to half of it. Neither did Newsmax. We're going to go into that coming up.
Well, it is 1,500 pages, Tara. It does take a little time.
Well, before it did. But see, now we have the multi-billion combined usership of X to tear it up. They can't hide this stuff anymore. Within hours, it was torn to pieces. This just gives me a thrill, right up my spine. I mean, I'm so excited. Torn to pieces. And there's a lot of people on the Hill who know what's in it. They get copies. They have it beforehand. They're posting it on X. Boom, it goes viral. And they got chop blocked. They don't know what to do. You know, the old, hey, no one in Congress is going to read it anyway. What's the point? The leadership says you're going to get kicked off your committee if you don't vote for it. Why bother to read it? Just sign here. Not anymore. And you know what's really interesting here is how this got stopped. And if you want to know how this got stopped, I'm going to tell you what's in it. It will blow your mind what was in this. If you're on X, you already know. Otherwise, you're just lost. Try to keep up. The media, by the way, over the next few days is going to report this stuff as they keep up with what citizen journalists are doing on X. But I think it's the words of liberal Congressman Maxwell Frost. He's a Democrat out of Florida that best describe what happened here. Quote, and just like that, Republican unelected co-president Elon Musk has killed the bill to keep the government from shutting down on Friday. All he had to do was make a few social media posts. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happened. But don't misunderstand what happened here, though. Elon Musk alone as a guy, as a dude, Lee, has And he's got some influence. He's got some power. Yeah. He's, you know, he's popular, right? But not this kind of power.
Yeah.
No. The power comes from the amplification of regular people for the first time in our republic at this level of empowerment. We have never seen regular people with this level of power. We've never seen it. They don't know what to do in the swamp. The FBI guaranteed they are freaking out this morning. They can't censor it. They can't stop it. They can't further the lie. They don't know what to do. So Congressman Frost gets the closest to describing what actually happened yesterday. Notice something in this tweet. There's no mention of Trump. Let me read it again. And just like that, Republican unelected co-president Elon Musk has killed the bill to keep the government from shutting down on Friday. All he had to do was make a few social media posts. No, what did he do, Lee? He didn't make a few social media posts. He retweeted those who made a few social media posts about what was in it. That's key. His power isn't the power of Musk. It's the power of the mob.
It's the power of sunlight on what these people were trying to do.
And the mob is good. They're the good people.
Well, to use a Democrat phrase, this is what democracy looks like.
Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes. And the Democrats hate real democracy. Hate it. Oh, they don't want that. And this is what's happening. The power of the man is the power of the mob unleashed. The mob that said, you're not going to break our backs in a grocery store line anymore. And this bill would have. This is a continuation of the printing that has caused inflation. It is grotesquely immoral. These are the tax collectors of our time. The scriptures this weekend were about the tax collectors.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Only collect what is due. In other words, what you need. You don't go rob the people blind.
No.
So what they were getting ready to do was a little invisible tax on things like eggs and cheese and milk. They were going to rape the American people economically. Pretend they were doing us a favor. The American people are on X now, and we're unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Doesn't mean we're going to win every battle, Lee. It doesn't mean that. I want to promise you that, okay? No. Nobody wins every battle. I don't expect to. I expect to compromise a little bit. But what Mike Johnson was doing was letting the Democrats write this darn bill, and he was going to ram it down our throats. They didn't get away with it. It's dead. See how fast it went? Less than 24 hours. We didn't used to be able to counter these bills because the FBI was in our way. We didn't know that at the time, but we know that from the Twitter files. The FBI was in our way. Zuckerberg was in our way. Nobody's in our way now. They got to actually contend with the public knowing what they're doing. And they can't. They don't know how to do it. They're going to have to kill him. There, I'm just going to say it. I thought this yesterday when I saw it. They're going to have to kill him. They're having serious conversations about it. They are. He's going to have to die. They're going to have to get X out of his hands so they can censor. Or they can't go forward. Swamp is in big trouble. So I hope he has good security. Because he, after this, is the most wanted man on earth. You know what else? There is terror ripping through the capitals in Europe. This could happen there. The people might actually find out what you're doing in time to stop you.
And it needs to happen there because they don't have even the pretension of the protections of the First Amendment
that we
have here. You have a much more restricted. The government owns the media already.
Yes.
In Europe. Period. I mean, it's not like here where it's private corporations, for the most part, that have ownership of the media and then are regulated by the federal government, in our case here in radio and television. But, you know, in Europe, much of the media is owned by the government. So they have a much easier time on controlling the information.
But here's the problem they face, and it's a big one. Controlling all the information is very, very hard. Mm-hmm. And what we are poised to export here is the most powerful thing on earth. It's free speech.
Yeah.
It could become our biggest export. They don't have a First Amendment. Who cares? If we can beam X into Europe, especially if Elon Musk were to ever use, say, some of his space technology, that these government stay ahead of these governments, these repressive governments. If we can beam the truth into there, we can make it like there is a First Amendment in Europe.
And it's already
what's the practical difference?
You're already seeing that effect because you see what's going on in France right now, what's been going on in Italy, what's going on in Germany, what's going on in Canada. I mean, this is happening already. And I think people in this country don't even realize the impact that we're having internationally. What's happening in Argentina?
This is why the UK and the UK has already passed and Scotland is trying to pass legislation that says you will go to prison if you are even caught looking at what they call misinformation. What do they mean? They mean X.
Yeah.
If you're even caught looking at something that says your government flooded your country with illegal immigrants who want to kill you, if you even look at it and they catch you. But they're not going to win. As long as Musk can survive, they're not going to win. Free speech will win and crush the opposition every time. Doesn't mean, again, I don't want you to misunderstand. It doesn't mean we win every battle, right, okay? Because people are going to throw this at me. Nobody wins every battle. We're going to have to make a couple of compromises because the Democrats stole so many congressional seats in California, okay? We're going to have to. I'm not going to like it. You're not going to like it. But this is an upper hand we have never had in my lifetime ever. And it's only growing. People want to be a part of it. They want to go be a part of it. One of the most powerful tweets, and Elon Musk retweeted it, and this gave me a chill, and it was going into the election, before the election. It was a person who rides the bus to work every day. It's a regular worker. Looking around and seeing everybody's on their phone, they're all reading X. 100% of the people in there, they're getting their news from X. That's pure, raw power. For the little guy, like he's never had before. I am so excited. I can't stand it. All right, I'll give you more details coming up next.